This weekend will be a big road trip weekend, too. And if you're road tripping, how about...
What did you say, millions of 50-something million people?
AAA says 39 million people will be traveling this weekend. And if you're part of that, you could certainly use some free gasoline because the prices are insane. Well, Lummi Bay Market on exit 260 is giving us $260 gift cards to give away this week, which if you go by the regular unleaded price out at the Lummi Bay Market on exit 260, that would get you 50 gallons of gas and then some.
Yeah. Sure, they've got your diesel, too, and they've got all your road trip essentials as well.
So if you are going somewhere that is more than 260 miles away from here, where is it? What are you going? What are you doing? If it's interesting, let us know. Email us, Brad and John at KISM.com, 360-733-5476. We'll put you in the running for one of these $260 gift cards, 50 gallons of gas, if that's what you wish to do with that $260. Becky is leaving here to go to Billings, Montana, to pick up Ray and Wooly. Becky, who are Ray and Wooly?
They're alpine pack goats.
Oh, so they're not going to take the train back?
they're going to come back in a horse trailer.
Okay, they're not flying, they're not taking the train, they're coming with you in a trailer.
Yeah.
How are these goats any different than Brad's goats, alpine pack goats?
Well, what kind of goats does Brad have?
Oh, well, I've got a La Mancha, and then I've got a, it's like a cross between a pygmy and I can't remember the other kind. But it's just your average everyday, looks like your average everyday goat.
So I know what the La Mancha is, and they have a couple of La Manchas, and these are they're similar to La Manchas, but they'll have the great big horns that'll go back towards their back of their heads. They don't curl, but they're very similar to them, but they are meant to pack in out in, you know, up in the Mount Baker Forest or wherever you want to go, and they'll pack your gear for you.
So that's what they're going to be used for then?
Yeah. Oh.
And how you're going to be using them to pack stuff out and into the backcountry?
Well, my son is trying to convince me that I'm going to go with him and that they'll pack all my gear and they'll even take my, I can have, the pad, the whole thing to get me to go up and do that. I camp, but I don't know about tent camping up in the forest. I don't know about that.
So then do you have to have them on a leash or do they walk along with you? If they're not on a leash, will they run away with all your stuff? I mean, how do you know they're well-behaved and everything, and they'll listen to you?
So the ones that we're getting in Montana are mature. They're like 6 and 7 year olds. And then they have babies here. And they basically, they train them. And they follow, they have a pecking order, and there's a boss. And they fall in line, and they always fall in line in the same place. And they will follow you. No leash needed.
I wouldn't follow too close behind one of those goats because those goats just poop all the time. I mean, it is constant.
Yeah. Well,
appreciate that. I will remember that. Thank you.
No, you'll laugh. I mean, they'll be like, it's not like they have to stop and think about it or strain or, hide behind a bush. They just, in the middle of the trail, just keep on walking while they're eating. It just happens like second nature.
Well, that's the problem of the people behind.
Your way back down the trail because there'll be trails. Yeah. You can follow the dot, 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 dot all
now,
the way back
why,
down.
Why do you have to go all the way to Billings, Montana to find these?
So they got babies here that were raised in Eastern Washington. And then some family members had them, used them, and they're just not using them as much. And so there was a conversation that ensued, and they're coming home with us.
Oh, that's great.
Now, in the back of a horse trailer, I don't know, are they like leashed in the back of the trailer, or do they stand their ground pretty well on their own in the back of that trailer, or how do they ride back there?
I'll take any advice you want to give me. Okay. I have no idea. This is his project.
When you pull over for gas, do you go and ask them, you need anything from inside? Get you a Gatorade or something?
You got it. We have to rent the trailer to take it back there. We're going to have to, yeah, this is going to be an adventure.
Wow.
Brad, and that's kind of how we roll.
Brad, we ought to get one of these for the, like when we do, when we're doing remotes and stuff. Because there are times when we have to haul things from the van to, you know, to the location. We could have a goat take the, haul the tent and some of our broadcast gear for us from the van out to the location. We need to get one of these.
This place pays like, you know, a goat would accept, too.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Cheap.
I think it'd work for
real him. Cheap work.
All right, well, Becky, please take pictures of Ray and Wooly when you get them and when you bring them back here so we can see these guys, okay?
Happily.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for
safe
listening,
travels.
Becky. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Brad and John at KISM.com. Where are you going this weekend? Got to be at least 260 miles away from here for the $260 gift card from the Lummi Bay Market on exit 260. Get yourself 50 gallons of gas.
Brad and John.
Coming back.
Classic Rock 92.9.
KISM.